Labour peer predicts party will get its head kicked in by Farage over failure to address working class concerns. By Kurt Zindelka on April 27, 2025. A leading Labour Party peer has warned that his party will get its head kicked in by Nigel Farage's Reform UK in the upcoming local elections in England as a result of its focus on woke issues rather than those facing its traditional working class base. Maurice Glasman, a peer in the House of Lords and the only Labour Party figure to attend the inauguration of President Donald Trump in Washington, has sounded the alarm on the state of his party as it heads towards the first significant electoral challenge since coming to power at the general election last July. Speaking to the left-wing Observer Sunday newspaper, Lord Glasman warned, "It's game over if they don't change. People are losing faith in government, in the most general way, and someone has to stop that. Labour must be a pro-worker, patriotic party, not talking gibberish about diversity." Glasman predicted, therefore, that Labour will get its head kicked in by the Nigel Farage-led Reform UK party, which has soared to the top of the polls in recent months amid Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's failures to clamp down on illegal immigration and turn around the struggling British economy. The Labour peer said that even the far-left wing of the party, represented by Jeremy Corbyn acolytes such as MP Diane Abbott, is failing to put forward policies that would help the working class in the modern era. They had the party and they fucked it up. And now they're not only powerless, they're useless. They've got nothing intellectual, no analysis of capitalism at all. They're just reactive in their defense of free stuff. Lord Glasman, the founder of the Blue Labour faction, has been leading the charge for decades within the party to shift towards reindustrializing Britain, rejecting unfettered free trade, and a return to a sensible, pro-worker immigration system. When globalization came along, they said the future was everybody leaving where they grew up to go and live in cities. Social mobility was judged by the distance you'd moved away from your mum. But people don't want to live 500 miles from their mum, Glasman said, adding, "I get a lot of hate from parts of the party because the future didn't turn out to be what they wanted it to be." This has led to the left-wing British politician finding common cause with President Donald Trump, whom he argues has, perhaps inadvertently, adopted a similar stance to Labour Party heroes like former MP Tony Benn. A frequent critic of neoconservative wars, the overreach of the globalist European Union project, Benn was also aligned with President Trump against internationalist corporations undercutting wages by moving production overseas. Commenting on Trump's trade agenda, Lord Glasman said, "I feel fantastic. All my life, I've been trying to develop a pro-worker settlement. This is the end of globalization. Free movement is over. The delivery economy is over. We have to produce again." He suggested that the Labour government could also use the opportunity of Trump's demand that Europe be capable of defending itself to bring back manufacturing to Britain, noting that the UK is perhaps one of the best-positioned countries in Europe to lead the way on rearming the continent. While Glasman's influence has grown in recent months, it remains to be seen whether Downing Street will heed his advice. Indeed, the Labour peer noted that after his previous calls for the party to freeze immigration and to try to win over supporters of anti-grooming gang activist Tommy Robinson, the knives quickly came out for him within the left-wing party. "I was astounded by the level of hate," he said. "I was racist, fascist, imperialist. I was hanging there on the cross while they threw rotten tomatoes at me. I haven't forgotten it. No one is more exclusive than those who believe in inclusivity. No one is meaner than those who preach kindness. No one is more hateful than those who say they want gentle politics." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.